And now we'll look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Alliance Française de Lafayette invites you to their January Ciné Club movie. This evening they will be showing The Diving Bell and The Butterfly. It's a film based on the memoir of Jean-Dominique Bauby. That will be at the Lafayette Public Library, 6 o'clock in downtown Lafayette. It's open to everyone. For further information about the Alliance Française and other activities that they sponsor, as well as their classes en français, you can go to their website or their Facebook page. Also at the downtown Lafayette Public Library at 7 this evening, there will be an informational session put on by Doctors Without Borders, and that will go until around 8:30. They are giving information about the organization as well as inviting people interested in joining the organization to register. They're asking for medical and non-medical professionals, and they're very interested in people who can speak French. So for further information about Doctors Without Borders, you can go this evening, 7 o'clock, downtown Lafayette at the public library. And also in town this week, Science on the Bayou. They have a monthly event, and this month it will be in downtown Lafayette at the Jefferson Street Pub. There will be two talks. Amy Verspracus will be giving a talk on Let's Talk Whales from a Mathematician's Perspective, and Kelly Robinson, who is an assistant professor in biology, will give a talk entitled Jellyfish, the Good, Bad, and Beautiful. The doors open at 6:30, and then the talks begin at 7 o'clock. For further information about this event and other monthly Science on the Bayou events, you can go to their Facebook page. And a film will be shown at the South Regional Library tomorrow evening. It's called Being and Becoming by filmmaker Clara Bellar. All are invited to attend that. For further information, you can go to the South Regional Library website. Ham radio classes are being offered at the Lafayette Science Museum. They're still taking registration for that. It takes place on Tuesdays for 8 weeks. For more information on how to register or the course itself, you can go to their website, LafayetteScienceMuseum.org, or call the museum at 291-5544. They are in downtown Lafayette. The Hilliard University Art Museum has extended hours every Wednesday until 8 o'clock each evening. There are also special programs on Wednesdays, generally starting at 6 o'clock. This Wednesday, there will be a museum volunteer recruitment session from 5 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, the film God's Architects by filmmaker Zach Godshaw will be shown. That will be followed by a question and answer period with the director. So the film starts at 6 o'clock. And that event will go until 8 o'clock. The film details the stories of five divinely inspired artists, architects, and their enigmatic creations. That's this Wednesday, 6 until 8. The film God's Architects, the director Zach Godshaw will be there, and there will be question and answer period after the film. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents a show called The 90s this Wednesday, January 25th, 7:30 at The Hive. For more information, they do have a Facebook page or a website. That's the Silverbacks Improv Theater. In Grand Coteau on Wednesday, the Festival of Words will sponsor a literary evening, True Stories with Marie Marcel, and poetry read by poet Michael Rather. That's from 7 until 9. All are invited, and it takes place at Chicory's in Grand Coteau. The Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival will kick off this Wednesday with a showing of the film Zachary Richard, Cajun Heart, by filmmaker Phil Como. That will start at 6:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and will be followed by a gala reception with guests Phil Como and Zachary Richard. For more information about this film, the opening, and the rest of the schedule for Cinema on the Bayou, you can stop by their website, which is cinemaonthebayou.com. And there will be a special event to help out the Special Exhibits Committee for the Festival International that will take place this coming Saturday, and it will be at the Petroleum Club. For more information, you can go to Festival International and search for that link. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed Medicine Ball Caravan at 11 today, you can go to our website, search for the date, and listen to it all over again, or share that link with friends. You can listen to it on your phone, on your laptop, or any device that you get to krvs.org on. So please stop by our website, find out everything you can there about KRVS, and you can also support KRVS at any time easily and securely. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our Monday evening of classical music. That goes until 11, at which time we join Japan Jukebox, Sound Club at midnight, Beat Current at 1, and Medicine Ball Caravan at 2 in the morning. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KRVS comes from Louisiana Connections Academy, a tuition-free online public charter school serving students grades K through 12 throughout Louisiana. Louisiana Connections Academy helps students maximize their potential and meet the highest performance standards through an individualized program of study. For enrollment information, the number is 1-800-382-6010. The website, louisianaconnectionsacademy.com.
We're Cody and Danny Hills, and we're scouring the land of the rising sun to bring you the best in Japanese rock music. Catch us every Monday night at 11 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 3 a.m. on Japan Jukebox, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.